Some of the best college volleyball in Canada is being played right here in Red Deer. The RDP Kings continued their Alberta Colleges Athletic Association dominance with a 3-1 victory, 19-25, 25-23, 25-10, 25-16, over the Medicine Hat College Rattlers in Medicine Hat. The Kings are 12-1 on the year and are the second-ranked team in Canada. In Saturday's win, ACAC leading outside attack Colby Namath had another strong night with 15 kills. The Red Deer product also added 3 aces and 1 stuff block. Namath leads the ACAC with 4.42 kills per set. Middle Owen Langberg had 5 kills, 5 blocks and 1 kill. Outside hitter Nick Possingham had 4 kills, 5 aces and 4 blocks in the win. The Queens also picked up a win on the road in Medicine Hat Saturday, sweeping the Rattlers 25-16, 25-11, 25-23. Lauren Junk led the Queens with 11 kills. Junk, the third year outside from Red Deer, sits third in the ACAC with 3.55 kills per set. Queens outside hitter Marin Walton also had a strong match, with 5 kills, 4 aces and 1 block. Queens outside hitter Sarah Mistel also chipped in 10 kills and a block in the victory. The Queens have won 9 matches in a row and will play the Sait Trojans for a pair of matches on January 31st and February 1st. Friday's match is in Calgary, while Saturday, the matches get underway at 6 p.m. at the Gary W. Harris Canada Games Centre, with the Kings to follow. Both RDP basketball teams bounced back with wins over the Rattlers at home. The Queens earned a dominant 74-48 victory Saturday. Jaden Demchuk had a strong night for the Queens with 22 points, 8 rebounds, 2 steals and 1 assist. Guard Avery Stipula was also big off the bench with 15 points, 6 assists, 1 rebound and 1 steal. The Queens shot 39.4% from the field, 26.7% from 3 and 71.4% from the free throw line. RDP downed the Rattlers 99-83, with 4 starters in double figures. DeAndre Rowe led the way for RDP with 21 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals. Cole Wicker also had a strong night with 21 points, 4 assists, 4 steals and 4 rebounds. Jose Mauro Barroso Jr. nearly had a double-double with 16 points, 9 rebounds and 5 assists. Zane Vernon chipped in 14 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals and 1 block. The Kings shot 48% from the field, 24% from 3 and 72.4% from the field. The Kings and Queens will host the Sait Trojans on Friday night at the Gary W. Harris Canada Games Centre, with tip-off set for 6 p.m. Both teams will travel to Calgary on Saturday to conclude the home-and-home matchup. Both RDP hockey teams lost 1-goal thrillers Saturday night. The Queens dropped a 4-3 contest to the Lakeland College Rustlers in Lloydminster. Lakeland opened the scoring just 35 seconds into the game, before Mia McGregor responded at the 5:10 mark of the first. The Rustlers scored twice in the opening 10 minutes of the second, before Tasha Barsby responded for RDP. Lakeland extended its advantage just prior to the midway point of the third, but the Queens responded again 38 seconds later, with a goal from Ali Soiko. Queens goalie Izzy Palumbo made 36 saves in the loss. The Queens were 0-for-6 on the power play and were outshot 28-12 in the final 40 minutes of the game. The Queens are 10-7 on the season, they sit third in the ACAC and have already locked up a playoff spot. They will play the Nate Ooks in a pair of games next weekend. Friday, puck drop is 7 p.m. at the Gary W. Harris Canada Games Centre. The Kings suffered a hard luck loss on home ice Saturday, falling 6-5 to the Concordia University of Edmonton Thunder in a shootout. RDP led after 20 minutes, with a goal from Kevin Minnick. The Thunder scored twice in the opening minute of the second, followed by a tally at 4:25 to open up a 3-1 lead. Deegan Mofford notched a power play goal just over 2 minutes later to cut the deficit, and Ryland McNick tied the game at 3 at 9:20. The Thunder had a 4-3 lead after 40 minutes and again scored in the opening minute of the period, with a goal just 28 seconds into the third. Casey Heemstra scored for RDP and Nolan Dowell tied the game on the power play at the 8:49 mark of the third. The Thunder won the game in a 7-round shootout. RDP outshot the Thunder 52-30 and went 2-for-7 on the power play and 6-for-6 on the penalty kill. With 6 games remaining, the Kings have a 9-9 record and sit third in the ACAC. With 29 points, the Kings are 2 points up on Nate and 7 points back of the Briarcrest College Clippers. The Kings will play the University of Alberta Augustana Vikings Friday in Camrose, before hosting the Vikings on Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Gary W. Harris Canada Games Centre.